This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
I'm Leslie Lotto at the Civic Media State News Desk. The universities of Wisconsin are planning to expand their use of AI throughout the 13 campuses. UW President Jay Rothman says he's investing more into AI and is going to discuss expanding its use with the UW Board of Regents today. Rothman saying they will continue addressing ethical concerns and research more on how artificial intelligence can improve the lives of students, faculty, and administration. He also says he wants to prepare students for the future and make sure they'll have the skills so they can move from job to job. Paying sales tax on menstrual products could be a thing of the past if two Appleton lawmakers from opposite sides of the political aisle get their way. Representative Lee Snodgrass, a Democrat, and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara, a Republican, are introducing legislation to eliminate the 5% sales tax on menstrual products. There was a press conference this week with the Women's Fund and the Monthlies Project, where Representative Snodgrass called the tax regressive and discriminatory.
The American Medical Association has deemed menstrual products essential for women's health and has called the tampon tax a regressive penalty that disproportionately burdens those who can least afford it. The sales tax on menstrual products treats individuals differently based solely on their sex.
Snodgrass says 32 other states in the United States have introduced and passed similar legislation. Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to be on the lookout for tax scams. A press release says one of the most common scams during tax time involves scammers posing as IRS officials, trying to trick their potential victims into paying them or sharing personal info. The BBB is recommending residents file their taxes early to avoid scams, work with trustworthy tax professionals, and contact the IRS directly if they have concerns.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers sent a letter to Wisconsin's congressional delegation this week urging them to revise the new federal hemp law, which bans the sale of most hemp products in the United States starting in November of 2026. It was passed as part of the plan to reopen the federal government last year after the longest federal government shutdown in U.S. history. According to Evers, the new federal hemp law is projected to jeopardize $700 million in economic impact for the state and nearly 3,500 jobs in Wisconsin. The impacts of the new federal hemp bill will be further intensified in Wisconsin due to the fact that Wisconsin has not yet legalized medical or recreational marijuana. The growing of hemp has become a strong diversification option for Wisconsin farmers, and as of November 2025, Wisconsin had 470 federally licensed hemp producers. Meanwhile, a bill that would allow Wisconsin law enforcement agencies to conduct roadside drug tests is on Governor Tony Evers' desk for consideration. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
If signed into law, the legislation would allow law enforcement authorities to conduct a saliva test while investigating potential operating while intoxicated violations. Like the use of a preliminary breath test during OWI investigations, the result at the scene could not be used as evidence, but would allow law enforcement authorities to require a blood test be taken to confirm or deny that result. The saliva test will be able to detect substances like marijuana, methamphetamines, and certain opiates. Because the test would not be admissible evidence in court, law enforcement authorities would also be required to dispose of the samples taken during their investigation. Governor Evers has previously expressed his intent to sign the bill into law, but it will still take some time for law enforcement authorities to train and test the new tool before it can be widely used. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
13 people could face criminal charges tied to the failed recall of Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss 2 years ago. Officials say those who tried to oust Voss allegedly listed fake addresses on petition forms, and others submitted signatures from people who didn't actually sign. But the state's Election Commission ruled that there's not enough proof that organizer Matt Snorick or the recall committee violated the law. The committee is recommending charges to the Racine County District Attorney's Office, which will decide whether to take the matter any further. One of the partisan races coming up in November 2026 is a repeat the 2022 election. In 2022, Attorney General Josh Call narrowly defeated Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney. This year, Toney seeks to unseat the two-term incumbent again. The latest Marquette Law School poll finds that 10 months before the election, voters view both candidates favorably. Poll director Charles Franklin.
We love us some attorney general candidates. I exaggerate a little bit, but not hugely. Both Eric Toney and Josh Call have slightly net positive favorability ratings. Both of them have a plus five.
Franklin says Call is the better known of the candidates, with 56% of poll respondents saying they had no opinion of him. That's compared to 75% with no opinion of Toney. The most recent Marquette poll was conducted between February 11th and February 19th with a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. Governor Toney Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs have announced $2 million in grant funding to bolster flood resilience across the state. Civic Media's James Kelly has the story.
According to a press release, the funding through the Pre-Disaster Flood Resilience Grant Program is meant to help communities identify and mitigate flood vulnerabilities with strategies like reconnecting streams and floodplains or reducing erosion hazards. Two types of grant funding were made available through the program, one for assessing vulnerabilities and one to implement the mitigation methods. The goal is to naturally manage flooding before disasters like in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties last August strike. The Oneida Nation received the largest funding award at $300,000 to create a culvert inventory and study water flow and hydraulic structure. The City of Madison, Ozaukee County, and City of Stevens Point also received significant funding awards of over $200,000. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
How much will it cost to see the Packers play? Civic Media's Connie Feldman has that answer.
The price to see the Packers play has gone up for this season. The team announced the new pricing on Friday. Depending on where you sit in the bowl, you'll be paying between $4 and $22 more per ticket. Packers president and CEO Ed Policy said the ticket prices for a game at Lambeau are around the middle of the NFL's pricing range. With the new increases, face value prices for regular season tickets are between $143 and $196. Preseason tickets are cheaper, but tickets sold through a third-party ticket broker can be substantially higher. Packers fans don't seem to be priced out, though, with more than 155,000 people on the waiting list to buy Packers season tickets. Most wait decades for their chance to buy that 18 inches of pure aluminum pleasure. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks' slump continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks lose to the Atlanta Hawks in Milwaukee, the final 131-113. The Bucks have now lost four in a row by a combined 97 points. What's next? Doc Rivers.
We may have to play different guys. We may have to go bigger because right now we're giving up too many points, too easy. We've changed schemes five different times. The change may be going bigger and maybe taking more offense off the floor.
College hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers cruised past the Maryland Terrapins 78-45 at the Kohl Center, but concern for Badgers Nolan Winters, who headed to the locker room with an ankle injury. Braden Carrington, 18 points, including 4 3-pointers. Marquette with a win at Providence, 78-56. The Golden Eagles now 11-19. UWM season comes to an end. They lose at Detroit Mercy, 84-63, in the first round of the Horizon League. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Foggy and frosty this morning. Once we finally get that fog out of here, it will be mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop to 35. Tomorrow, rain likely could get a quarter to a half inch or more with a high tomorrow in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.